You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on The Miracle Morning. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Note on The Miracle Morning. The not-so-obvious secret guaranteed to transform your life before 8 a.m. by Hal Elrod. Quote, whether you want to make significant improvements in just a few key areas, or you are ready for a major overhaul that will radically transform your entire life, so your current circumstances will soon become only a memory of what was, you've picked up the right book. You are about to begin a miraculous journey using a simple but revolutionary process that is guaranteed to transform any area of your life, all before 8 a.m., end quote. That is Hal Elrod from The Miracle Morning. Hal Elrod is an inspiring guy. At 20 years old, he was hit head-on by a drunk driver at 70 miles per hour. Ouch. He was found dead. Yikes. After 6 minutes of that near-death experience, he spent several days in a coma and awoke to discover he had suffered brain damage and was told that he may never walk again. He defied the odds and proved we're all capable of overcoming obstacles while creating the life of our dreams. Amazing stuff. Years later, he found himself in a funk and discovered the morning miracle. And here we are. One of my dear friends, thanks Zach, recommended this book, and I'm glad he did. It's fantastic. If you've been looking to jumpstart your life or just take it to the next level, there's no better place to start than by dialing in your morning routine. And Hal is the perfect guide to help us discover the not-so-obvious secrets to rocking it before 8 a.m. The book is packed with big ideas. Hal does a really good job of helping us architect our miracle mornings, whether that's a 6-minute plan or 60-minute plan. In this note, I'm going to focus on a handful of my favorite big ideas. If you're feeling it, get the book. And you can connect with Hal at miraclemorning.com. For now, let us jump straight in. First big idea, taking life head on. Quote, I believe it is crucial for us to embrace the perspective that anything another person has overcome or accomplished is simply evidence that anything, and I mean anything, we need to overcome or want to accomplish is possible for us, no matter what our past or current circumstance. It begins with accepting total responsibility for every aspect of your life and refusing to blame anyone else. The degree to which you accept responsibility for everything in your life is precisely the degree of personal power you have to change or create anything in your life. End quote. Step one, we need to take complete, all caps, responsibility. Challenging things happen. Weird things happen in life, like getting hit by a drunk driver head on at 70 miles per hour. We can't control that. That's just part of the deal. We can, however, as we discuss all the time, choose how we will respond to those challenges. As Hal tells us, it all starts with taking absolute responsibility for how we respond to life. Period. And I just love the way he describes the fact that anything another person has overcome or accomplished is evidence that we can overcome and or accomplish the same things. Marcus Aurelius echoes this wisdom. He tells us, because a thing is difficult for you, do not therefore suppose it is beyond mortal power. On the contrary, if anything is possible and proper for a man to do, assume that it must fall within your own capacity. Joseph Campbell echoes the power of taking our challenges head on as well. He tells us, quote, there's an important idea in Nietzsche of amor fati, the love of your fate, which is in fact your life. As he says, if you say no to a single factor in your life, you have unraveled the whole thing. Furthermore, the more challenging or threatening the situation or context to be assimilated and affirmed, the greater the stature of the person who can achieve it. The demon that you can swallow gives you its power. And the greater life's pain, the greater life's reply, end quote. Here's to loving our fate, swallowing demons, and getting its power, and taking life head on. Next big idea, writing a good story. Quote, know that wherever you are in your life right now is both temporary and exactly where you're supposed to be. You have arrived at this moment to learn what you must learn, so you can become the person you need to be to create the life you truly want. Even when life is difficult or challenging, especially when life is difficult and challenging, the present is always an opportunity for us to learn, grow, and become better than we've ever been before. You are in the process of writing your life story, and no good story is without a hero or heroine overcoming their fair share of challenges. In fact, the bigger the challenges, the better the story. Since there are no restrictions and no limits to where your story goes from here, what do you want the next page to say? End quote. That is awesome. Watch a good movie lately? Did the hero or heroine face any challenges? Of course they did. It's the challenges and the process of overcoming them that makes any great story great. Guess what? The same holds true for our lives. We need to quit telling ourselves that a great life always goes perfectly. The great life is one in which we dare greatly, are willing to be in the arena, get knocked down, get back up, and give it our best shot. Again and again and again. Remember, we're the author of our own hero's or heroine's journey. What will the next page of your wonderful adventure say? Well, what will it say? You have the pen in your hand, the ability to write your own story, write a good one. Next big idea, why mornings are so important. Quote, how you wake up each day in your morning routine, or a lack thereof, dramatically affects your level of success in every single area of your life. Focused, productive, successful mornings generate focused, productive, successful days, which inevitably create a successful life, in the same way that unfocused, unproductive, and mediocre mornings generate unfocused, unproductive, and mediocre days, and ultimately, a mediocre quality of life. By simply changing the way you wake up in the morning, you can transform any area of your life faster than you ever thought possible. End quote. Want to have a great day, and therefore a great week, month, year in life? Start with a great morning. Want to have a mediocre day, and therefore a mediocre week, month, year in life? Start with a mediocre morning. It really is that simple. You can't have a truly extraordinary day or life if you're starting every single day off lethargic and rushed and stressed. Sorry to break the news to you. Mornings are where the magic begins. Now, let's look at some of Hal's Life Savers, little acronym there, SAVERS, Life Savers, to help us create some miracles. That's the next big idea. The Miracle Morning Life Savers. Quote, in order to save your level 10 life from being neglected and limited by the demands of your life situation, you must prioritize and dedicate time each day to your personal development. Enter the Miracle Morning Life Savers, a set of six simple, life-enhancing, life-changing daily practices, each of which develops one or more of the physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual aspects of your life, so that you can become who you need to be to create the life you want. End quote. Life Savers, again, capital S, period, A-V-E-R-S, equals a set of six simple daily practices that help us rock it. They are S, silence, A, affirmations, V, visualization, E, exercise, R, reading, S, scribing, another word for writing or journaling. There you go. Silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, scribing equals magic. Let's take a super quick look at each. The secret sauce of silence is our next big idea. Quote, if you want to immediately reduce your stress levels, to begin each day with the kind of calm, clarity, and peace of mind that will allow you to stay focused on what's most important in your life and even dance on the edge of enlightenment, do the opposite of what most people do. Start every morning with a period of purposeful silence. The life-enhancing benefits of silence have been well documented throughout the ages. From the power of prayer to the magic of meditation, some of the greatest minds in history have used purposeful silence to transcend their limitations and create extraordinary results. End quote. Silence. It's the secret sauce of awesome. Seriously, how are you going to connect to that power that's bigger than you if you're always filling yourself up with stimulation and noise? Answer, you're not. We need to slow down, take some time for silence, and allow ourselves to connect to something bigger than ourselves every single morning. Hal goes into detail about the various ways we can experience silence, meditation, prayer, contemplation, etc. Check out the book for more. For now, know that starting from that place is the first step in making your morning a miracle. The next, affirmations. Quote, you can use affirmations to start programming yourself to be confident and successful in everything you do. Simply by repeatedly telling yourself who you want to be, what you want to accomplish, and how you are going to accomplish it. With enough repetition, your subconscious mind will begin to believe what you tell it, act upon it, and eventually manifest it in your reality. Putting your affirmations in writing makes it possible for you to choose your new programming so it moves you toward that desired condition or state of mind by enabling you to consistently review it. Constant repetition of an affirmation will lead to acceptance by the mind and result in changes in your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors. Since you get to choose and create your affirmations, you can design them to help you establish the thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that you want and need to succeed. End quote. A is for affirmations. We need to reprogram our minds, and affirmations are a stellar way to help us do that. They're kind of like the Western version of mantras, which comes from the Sanskrit word that literally means mind tools. We need to get in there and tighten the screws on the good stuff. In With Winning in Mind, check out those notes, Lanny Basham tells us about the importance of directing our conscious minds to reprogram our subconscious minds. He tells us we have decades of imprints, and we need to create a ton of new imprints of the type of person we aspire to be if we want to change, while affirming that it's, quote, like you to do the right thing. Affirm who you aspire to be again and again and again, and every morning. V is for visualization. Next big idea. Quote, visualization, also known as creative visualization or mental rehearsal, refers to the practice of seeking to generate positive results in your outer world by using your imagination to create mental pictures of specific behaviors and outcomes occurring in your life. Frequently used by athletes to enhance their performance, visualization is the process of imagining exactly what you want to achieve or attain, and then mentally rehearsing what you'll need to do to achieve or attain it. End quote. That is genius. Note, I'm repeating myself here. Hal doesn't tell us to just visualize the outcomes we want. Those are nice, but focusing on that is not enough. We need to mentally rehearse what we will do to achieve or attain those outcomes. Too often, we get too distracted by the vision board and forget that we need to spend the majority of our time imagining the things we will do to rock it. Actually, we need to spend the majority of our time doing it. But regarding the imagination part, DC Gonzalez calls it imagineering. In his great little book, The Art of Mental Training, check out those notes. Here's how he puts it. Quote, imagineering, the technique of showing our minds how we want things to go, in a term first made famous by the legendary dreamer Walt Disney. We should all take his advice and allow ourselves to practice sensory-rich imagineering. Champions use imagineering prior to their events. It's also often used by people in order to help them achieve successful completion of a project or an important goal over time. This simple practice has been proven to be so essential and so effective that the athlete who fails to practice this technique apparently never plays to his true potential. Interestingly, the same results have been observed with actors and musicians as well. For performance of any kind, mental preparation is as important as physical training. So, if you leave imagineering out of your preparation, you will be hurting yourself and helping your opponent. End quote. So back to you. What's your ideal performance look like? Let's get our visualization on. Again, every morning. Make it a miracle. E is for exercise. Quote, morning exercise should be a staple in your daily rituals. When you exercise for even a few minutes every morning, it significantly boosts your energy, enhances your health, improves self-confidence and emotional well-being, and enables you to think better and concentrate longer. End quote. Exercise, exercise, exercise. As we discuss all the time, it's huge. Remember, leading Harvard scientists tell us not exercising is like taking a depressant, and that exercising is kind of like taking a little bit of Ritalin and a little bit of Prozac. It sharpens our attention, boosts our mood. Those are good things. One of my biggest takeaways from the book was to prioritize my exercise for the mornings. I had been doing it in the afternoons, and it's been awesome to create an AM slot to rock it. How about you? Ready to inject E for exercise into your life-saving miracle mornings? Get on that. Next big idea. R is for reading. Quote, reading, the fifth practice in the lifesavers, is the fast track to transforming any area of your life. It is one of the most immediate methods for acquiring knowledge, ideas, and strategies you need to achieve level 10 success in any area of your life. The key is to learn from the experts, those who have already done what you want to do. Don't reinvent the wheel. The fastest way to achieve anything you want is to model successful people who have already achieved it. With an almost infinite amount of books available on every topic, there are no limits to the knowledge you can gain through daily reading. End quote. Reading, it's a very good thing. I, stating the obvious, read a ton. I always like to imagine that I'm sitting down for a cup of tea with a brilliant human being who spent a year or three articulating their absolute best ideas into an awesome little book. What a gift. Hal recommends 10 pages per day. That's 10 to 15 minutes. Every day. That's 18 books over the course of a year. Little things add up when we do them consistently over time. So let's. P.S. here, may I suggest including philosopher's notes in your daily reading rhythm? It's a great way to get the essence of a great book in quick little bursts. Do that daily to get through the best ideas from hundreds of books. Yeah. When I was in CEO mode, I would start my mornings with a philosopher's note, reading them. Now I start them writing them. But I love them. I hope you do too. P.P.S. The final S is for scribing, aka writing in a journal. We're going to skip that one, but it's an awesome practice. There are your life savers. Final big idea, habits 101. Quote, considering that our habits create our life, there is arguably no single skill that is more important for you to learn and master than controlling your habits. You must identify, implement, and maintain the habits necessary for creating the results you want in your life. While learning how to let go of any negative habits which are holding you back from achieving your true potential. End quote. Amen to that. Hal has a great chapter outlining the three phases of habit creation, each 10 days or so long. First phase, the new habit is unbearable. It's a pain. We don't like doing it at all, but we persist. The second phase is uncomfortable. It's not quite as bad as the first phase, but not quite awesome yet. The third phase is when we become unstoppable. We feel the benefits of engaging in the habits, don't need to use so much willpower to get ourselves to do them, and are now unstoppable. Hashtag bam. So Here's to creating the habits that will change our lives, and starting by making each morning another miracle. The Miracle Morning, Hal Elrod. Surprisingly great book. If you liked this note, I think you'll also dig the notes on Superhuman by Habit, Spartan Up, Mastery, and others on peak performance. Check out the tag peak performance in your Philosopher's Notes library. Now let's look at some quotes from the sidebar and wrap it up. The Dalai Lama tells us, every day, think as you wake up. Today, I am fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. I am not going to waste it. I'm going to use all my energies to develop myself, to expand my heart out to others. I am going to benefit others as much as I can. There are only two ways to live your life, Albert Einstein tells us. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. Hal tells us, always remember that when you are committed to a life purpose that is bigger than your problems become relatively insignificant, and you will overcome them with ease. He also tells us, never forget that who you are becoming is the single most important determining factor in your quality of your life, now and for your future. Gandhi tells us, in the attitude of silence, the soul finds the path in a clearer light, and what is elusive and deceptive resolves itself into crystal clearness. Muhammad Ali tells us, it's the repetition of affirmations that leads to belief. Once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen. Sherry Carter Scott tells us, ordinary people believe only in the possible. Extraordinary people visualize not what is possible or probable, but rather what is impossible. And by visualizing the impossible, they begin to see it as possible. Robin Sharma tells us, if you don't take time for exercise, you'll probably have to make time for illness. Matthew Kelly tells us, reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body and prayer is to the soul. We become the books we read. And finally, Hal tells us, remember, the moment you accept total responsibility for everything in your life is the moment you claim the power to change anything in your life. There you go, the Miracle Morning, Hal Elrod. If you want to change your life, optimize your life, actualize your potential, start your day on fire. Create some miracles in your mornings. Some great ideas in here. Hope you enjoyed it. What was the one that landed the most? The aha, yep, that's it, resonant idea. Make that a part of your life today. Figure out how to do that and do it and have fun with it. And I look forward to sharing more with you soon. Have another great day and an awesome day. See ya.
We hope you enjoyed this Philosopher's Note. Please go to brianjohnson.me to download more.